My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, which is an organization that fights to preserve religious freedom here in the United States. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. And we want to get his insights on one of the major cultural debates of the past week. It's an unlikely one, but it's the debate over Chick-fil-A and comments that its current president, Dan Cathy, made about simply saying that he personally supports traditional marriage and does not endorse gay marriage. That has resulted in a huge outpouring of criticism, boycotts of Chick-fil-A, encouraging gay couples to go to Chick-fil-A and kiss. You even have mayors around the country saying they want to refuse to allow Chick-fil-A to do business in their city as a result of this. And Matt is here to talk about all the different aspects of this. And, sir, it's, again, good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
Let's talk about the cultural impact of this, just the fact that a businessman who simply stated what he believed about the definition of marriage in response to a question engendered this type of reaction. What does it tell you?
Well, it's a wake-up call to all of us who have biblical values and share these moral principles that natural marriage is a union of one man and one woman. I've said for a long time that what we're facing is a very intolerant movement that wants to silence biblical views and views on natural marriage and morality, and that's what we're seeing. Here we have the president of Chick-fil-A, a privately owned, family-run business, who expresses in an interview his view, based upon the Bible, that natural marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And as a result of that, a firestorm breaks out, and you have government officials such as the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and the mayor of Boston, with regards to the mayor, Tom Menino, and you also have the aldermen in Chicago, all of which are saying that Chick-fil-A cannot do business in their cities, that they're not going to allow them to have a business permit, a zoning permit. They're going to block them from having a Chick-fil-A restaurant. That's absolutely outrageous, and it should be a wake-up call to every American and everyone who believes in liberty and freedom.
So not only do they obviously espouse their own positions, but it seems like they're at the point here, at least in this particular debate, that you're not allowed to publicly have a different position. Where does this head from here?
Well, you're not allowed not only to have a different position, but you're not allowed to even do business if you have that position, a position such as natural marriage as the union of one man and one woman, a position that has been held through the centuries and crosses time and geography and various kinds of religious beliefs or irreligious beliefs. It's common sense, part of who we are as Americans and as people and as individuals around the world. And now Mayor Rahm Emanuel says that those values are incompatible with the values of Chicagoans. Well, they may be incompatible with Rahm Emanuel's values, but they're certainly compatible with most of Chicagoans and most of America. And then the mayor in Massachusetts says that he was angry because of this prejudiced statement, he says. And he says, you will not be able to find a site to locate in Boston. That is just incredible that not only would you be punished for having these views, but you can't even do business for having these views. Now, as a result of these comments, people from every spectrum within the legal community have condemned these statements. These statements should not be made by government officials. These statements are the height of discrimination, and they simply undermine the Constitution. They are absolutely uncalled for, and these individuals ought to be ashamed that they even made these kind of a statement against Chick-fil-A, Mr. Cathy, or anyone else who holds those views in their government position.
So you're saying it's not just irresponsible, even regardless of where folks generally fall in the political spectrum, the legal community is pretty much in unanimity here that this is blatantly illegal if they actually try to act on this.
Yes, certainly we are in that position. UCLA law professor Eugene Volokh has written an article saying that this opens up criticism and even litigation against the cities because of these statements. The ACLU has stated that these statements are uncalled for by public officials. Every person from left to right and anything in between within the legal arena, law professors and public interest organizations have said that these are outrageous, they're uncalled for, they cross the line. Government officials should not censor what you are doing in your speech, in your private views, and they're trying to hold over you a opposition to even do business.
What do you see as the path back to a discourse, even on an issue as passionately debated as the definition of marriage, to where ideas can freely be exchanged without people being threatened with not being able to do business or being labeled bigots and so forth, just be able to freely exchange the ideas?
Well, you know, I think we've come to a place where the discourse on some of these common values is becoming just vitriolic, and the rhetoric is becoming so loud and so violent and so harsh, it's hard to know what the road back is. I have said from the beginning that this movement that cloaks itself in tolerance is not about tolerance at all. It never has been. It never will be. We're seeing the manifestations of that reality. And what we're seeing is that if you believe in natural marriage as the union of one man and one woman, if you believe in human sexuality, that homosexuality or adultery, but particularly homosexuality, is wrong, then you are the target of this kind of vitriolic statement. And ultimately, this is a line that ultimately needs to be drawn. People need to be woken up, that this is not a movement about tolerance. This is not about what two people want to do in the privacy of their own home. This is an ideological clash of unprecedented proportions. There will be one winner and there will be one loser. But I can tell you what, there will be no compromise, because the movement is very intolerant and it will not coexist. It is not intending to coexist. It will continue to advance using various kinds of laws. And when you get people with certain kinds of legal opportunities and in the right positions, you will find people punished, criminalized, penalized, and even pushed out of their business simply because their views are on this particular area.
We'll see what impact this issue and the debate over Chick-fil-A has on the discourse. Sounds like you're not real optimistic that it's going to tone down anytime soon, though.
I'm not optimistic that it's going to tone down anytime soon. But what I am saying is that we need to be vigilant, and Liberty Council is ready to not only educate but also to defend the line. This is a battle that we cannot lose, because this is a battle that has a zero-sum game. And this is a battle that is absolutely intent on silencing biblical viewpoints.
We'll certainly be following the debate, as we have with you every step of the way. Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.